Hi, everybody. We're back. It's time, that's right, for The Good Stuff, as previously mentioned. And we're delighted to be here. It is Kim and Mike Burge out of the Heart City of Valentine, here to share good things to add to your day.
Is your morning cup of coffee getting a little bit lonely? Sounds like you need to match it with Tri-State Livestock News out of Belle Fouche, South Dakota. You can visit them online at tsln.com. They're packed with insights on cattle, grains, horses, rodeo, all things ag-related. Your morning routine is a whole lot richer now with Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Well, I got another little story for the program today for you. Maybe a chuckle or two here. So Sven was looking for a job and heard that there was an opening for a janitor at the local Baptist church. He applied for the job and the interview went very well. "You have the job," he was told. "Just sign this paper." Sven made a big X on the paper. "What's that?" he was asked. "That's my mark." "You're supposed to sign your name." "That's my mark," Sven replied. "I cannot read or write." "What? We're sorry, but you can't work here. You have to be able to sign your name." Well, Sven finally got himself a job as a mate on a tugboat, and eventually he became captain of his own tugboat. He did well for himself and, eventually, had a fleet of ships of his own and became one of the wealthiest men in the community. One day, the mayor decided to honor him for setting such a good example for other immigrants and what they could accomplish with hard work and ingenuity. The mayor says, "Sven, we want to give you the key to the city. Just sign this form." Sven made a big X on the paper. "What's that?" he was asked. "That's my mark." "Your mark?" the mayor asked. "I can't really read or write, so that's my mark." "You accomplished all of this not being able to read or write?" the mayor exclaimed. "Just think what you could have done if you could read and write." "Yes," Sven said. "I could have been the church janitor."
So, clever.
Don't settle, folks. Okay, Kim, what do you have today?
I have this. Phoning a patient, the doctor says, "I have some bad news and some worse news. The bad news is you only have 24 hours left to live." "That's the bad news," the patient replies. "What could be worse?" The doctor answers, "I've been trying to reach you since yesterday."
Oh, no.
Oh, here's another cute short one. One midday October evening, I answered a knock on the door. There in front of me was a boy wearing a Dracula mask. "Trick or treat," he yelled. "Nice costume," I said, "but Halloween's not for another 2 weeks." "I know," he said, "but I'm away then." Oh. I think he was planning ahead. And let's add another one. A police officer arrives at the scene of an accident to find a car smashed into a tree. The officer rushes over to the vehicle and asks the driver, "Are you seriously hurt?" "How should I know?" the driver responds. "I'm not a lawyer."
Right.
And how about this one? Give a man a fish and he will eat for a day. Teach a man to fish and he will sit in a boat and drink beer all day.
That's true. Oh, no, not to get off on you fishermen there, but this was something that was sent by Kyle Thompson. So, and it was an excerpt from Torn by Judd Wilhite.
Okay.
"Most of us, when faced with enormous obstacles or daunting challenges, like to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps, trust in our own abilities, and say confidently, 'I've got this.' But since we have a relationship with the God of our universe who loves us and cares for us, it makes infinitely more sense to submit to him and say, 'God, you take this one.'" Thanks, Kyle.
Oh, the young father took a seat on a bus next to an elderly man and plopped his one-year-old on his lap just as the little boy began to cry and fidget. "That boy is spoiled, isn't he?" the old man comments. "No," said the dad. "They all smell this way." This is from Julie French up in Minnesota, and it's, "Did you know that these things have names?"
No, let's check that out.
Yes, the space between your eyebrows. Do you know what that's called?
No, I guess I don't.
It's just that space between your eyebrows. No, it has a name. Glabella.
A glabella.
A glabella.
Okay, everybody remember that.
Yes, we'll have a test later. And the way it smells after rain is called a petrichor.
There's a name for that, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And everybody, as soon as I said that, you remembered that.
You remember the smell of, it just smelled fresh.
It's just such an amazing fragrance, and it has a name, petrichor. The plastic or metallic coating at the end of your shoelaces is called an aglet.
An aglet.
Aglet.
That sounds familiar, but I don't know where I would have heard that.
Could be anklet.
No, it's an aglet.
Okay.
Folks, if you have something to share with us, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for the good stuff.